Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Who determines who I am? Me or you? With you being you or society or events or circumstances. The rising awareness of identity politics would suggest that I say who I am. The rising conflicts in some quarters would suggest that not everyone is agreeing. Of course, there's always going to be tensions here. Names reflect and clash with realities. And when those realities are biological, socially constructed, economic, political, or religious, then we are wading through interpretations and perceptions while hoping to get on well or at least live together with some level of safety. Who am I? Australian? British? Male? Son? Brother? Sexual? Married? Father? Grandfather? Left-handed? Selfish? Arrogant? Nice? Kind? A resident of Beck Row? Christian? Lutheran? ELCE Lutheran? LCA Lutheran? Senior? Pastor? Bishop? Chairman? Teacher? Chaplain? Taxpayer? Pensioner? Lustful? Vengeful? Truthful? Honest? Weak? Strong? Faithful? Faithless? More? Actually much less? Am I all of the above? Do all of the above combine to make me me? When it comes to names and naming, we are talking about power. Who has the power or the authority to name? I think that is a big part of the issues today. People want self-fulfillment from within and the world around them to be shaped accordingly. Of course we should listen. That is most important. And then seek to do what we think is best for the one and for the many. But if there is more to this world and to life than us, and the words we say about and to each other, if there is a God, then hearing that perspective is also good. And on this day of Pentecost, the followers of Jesus are reminded that there is a Holy Spirit, and he was sent to people, poured out, so that they would be witnesses of Christ. Jesus described the Holy Spirit's work succinctly from John chapter 16, reading from verses 8 to 11. And when the Helper, that is the Holy Spirit, comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment, concerning sin because they do not believe in me, concerning righteousness because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer, concerning judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. Thus, Jesus gives his people an identity, names and labels. And that is what the Holy Spirit keeps doing, reminding the world what Jesus is all about. Jesus is here to forgive sins. Therefore, my identity involves sin. Jesus is here to bring us to God who has made peace with the world. Therefore, my identity involves being God's child, reconciled. And Jesus is here to rule and reign. And therefore, my identity involves serving and maybe suffering, because the meek, the weak, shall inherit the earth. Christian discipleship is living these truths, these identities, in all my other identities, through faith. Because all I or you see is me in all my identities. A poem I read a very long time ago was Dietrich Bonhoeffer's Who Am I?, written in 1944 in prison, which, for me, articulates well the struggle that goes on within us about our Christian identity. It is easily found on the internet. It goes like this. Who am I? They often tell me, I stepped from my cell's confinement calmly, cheerfully, firmly, like a squire from his country house. Who am I? They often tell me, I used to speak to my warders freely and friendly and clearly, as through it were mine to command. Who am I? They also tell me, I bore the days of misfortune, equably, smilingly, proudly, like one accustomed to win. Am I then really that which other men tell of? Or am I only what I myself know of myself, restless and longing and sick, like a bird in a cage, struggling for breath, as though hands were compressing my throat, yearning for colours, for flowers, for the voices of birds, thirsting for words of kindness, for neighbourliness, tossing in expectation of great events, powerlessly trembling for friends at an infinite distance, weary and empty at praying, at thinking, at making, faint, and ready to say farewell to it all. Who am I? This or the other? Am I one person today and tomorrow another? Am I both at once? A hypocrite before others, and before myself a contemptible, woebegone weakling? Or is that something within me, like a beaten army, fleeing in disorder from victory already achieved? Who am I? They mock me, these lonely questions of mine. Whoever I am, thou knowest, O God, I am thine. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Fill us with the same Spirit, so that we may love what is right, always rejoice in his comfort, trust what he says about us. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.